leveraging virtual assistants to make more money and change more lives.
You're listening to No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast. In this episode of the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, Dan Roshan dives deep into how leveraging virtual assistants can scale your business, save time, and increase profitability. He shares the best places to hire, how cultural alignment impacts success, and why outsourcing repetitive tasks lets you focus on closing more deals.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Salespeople podcast, the ultimate destination for salespeople, business people, and entrepreneurs. As you immerse yourself in this show, you'll discover the secrets to unlocking consistent and predictable income. We reveal the new way to persuade human behavior by mastering the art of the teach-to-sell method. Get ready to transform your approach and achieve unparalleled success.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
We've kind of learned is that in the virtual assistant world, the Philippines is probably the most common place to recruit people from because the language barrier is not as steep there. And the culture is pretty similar. So the Philippines culture is not that dissimilar from American culture, which helps. Yeah. And also that's a country where they're used to working overnight. So very common for people in the Philippines to work for American companies. Oftentimes they're working for big companies, Verizon or whatever, AT&T. And they're just used to working the graveyard shift, which is when they need to work to be on US-based hours. And that's what our team does. So that tends to help a lot. And they have reliable infrastructure. Their internet's pretty good. The power systems are pretty good. So that has helped to grow it. And Mexico's a growing market too. I don't have any Mexican BAs, but that's a growing market for sure.
And what about India? So do you have, you know, different specialists for different areas?
Not really. It's kind of funny how the way I found everybody is this one, all these random little unique stories. And then when you find good people, you can kind of stop recruiting because those good people will find you other good people, right? I mean, good people hang out with good people. So we haven't recruited in a while because we get referred. So the folks we have in India are fantastic and they do a really great job. And they just happen to be more on our tech side of things. I don't know if that's always how it is, but that is what we have on our team is several of our guys in India are kind of the more tech savvy dudes and they get stuff figured out pretty quick that our agents can't.
So. Got it. Okay. All right. So tell me these 11 virtual assistants, what do you have them doing? Walk me through the tasks that they do and how is it organized?
Yeah. So best way to think about it is if you start from an individual standpoint, let's say you don't have any virtual assistants, right? And you're thinking about hiring somebody. Well, why would you do that? First of all, it's less expensive. So you're typically going to pay anywhere between $700 a month to maybe $1,500 a month to pay somebody overseas a full-time wage. And that's a good living wage. The cost of living is insane. I mean, it's a bigger version of the difference. I live in California now. Well, it costs me a lot more to live than it does for people who live in Idaho, right? Sure. It's a lot cheaper in Idaho. It's even more cheap. So you can pay somebody in Idaho a lot less to live the same lifestyle it would take you to live here in San Diego. Well, the same is true overseas, right? So that's why it's less expensive. And what's great is there's a big culture benefit, for, at least in my experience, right? Because you're getting to be around people you wouldn't normally be around. I wouldn't normally spend every day, all day with people from different countries, different religions, different languages, different cultures. And it's really special. I mean, it's really helped us to grow. Our virtual assistants are the most faithful, loyal, humble, thankful people on our team. I mean, they're wonderful people and they really help our team to be, because Americans can be pretty entitled and we can think we have a lot of stuff figured out, but we don't.
If you're finding value in the video you're watching today and you want to subscribe, that'd be awesome. If you don't want to subscribe, no worries. But either way, I hope you're enjoying the show and that you're getting value from it.
And it's pretty great to have people from other cultures who are influencing us on a daily basis. So that's kind of why. And the way you would start is think through what are the tasks, typically administrative in nature, that you're doing every day, all day as a real estate agent that do not require a real estate license, right? It's for example, setting up showings. You're going to go show four houses, right? What do you have to do to go show four houses? Well, you've got to look them up on MLS. You've got to see if they're available. Check with the listing these days. Do they have offers? How many offers do they have, right? Is it even worth showing? All those phone calls, text messages, etc. Then you want to put all those addresses in your calendar so you know where to go. Get a list of all the houses together for the client. You know, send them a list of properties, all the planos, all the information, etc. That can all be done by virtual assistant. And on our team, it is all done by virtual assistant. So that's just one example of where you might start with some of the tasks that, that virtual assistants can handle for you.
This is Dan Roshan, host of No Broke Months. Do you want consistent and predictable income with No Broke Months? My new book, Teach to Sell, Why Top Performers Never Sell and What They Do Instead, is being published early 2026 by Simon & Schuster. You can pre-order now at www.teachtosellbook.com and unlock over $10,000 of free bonus training. Don't wait. Go to www.teachtosellbook.com and grab your copy today. That's teachtosellbook.com. Hey there, No Broke Months listener. I've got some exciting news. We just passed 375,000 downloads for the No Broke Months podcast, and I could not have done it without you. I am beyond grateful for every single listener who tunes in daily, takes action, and shares this journey with me. Now, with you and I, let's take it a step further. If this podcast has helped you, imagine what it could do for another salesperson who might be struggling. Share the show with them. Let them know there's a way to create consistent and predictable income, because no salesperson should ever have another broke month again. And hey, while you're at it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a favorable review. Your support helps us reach even more salespeople who need this. Until the next episode, have the best day of your life. Be grateful, make good choices, go help someone, and share the show with a friend. God bless you.